And I think the people who just sit down and do nothing and die are the people who know the truth but just won't speak up.
No, they're the ones that took the drug and sat down and died. Then when I hear the name River, I think of that science fiction movie, the little girl, River. What's it called? And they, we've seen it together a few times, and we showed it to Mom and Dad, and the guy has to save his sister River. But she's been like programmed to be a weapon.
I don't remember that.
I wish I could remember the name of it. It's a good movie.
Okay.
And they have the Reavers. That were.
Reavers.
They.
I know what you're talking about now. Ah, what was that name?
Yeah, what's that called?
The name of that movie. Oh, that was a good movie.
That was a good movie. Yeah. And they made a series.
Miranda!
Yeah. That's not the name of the movie.
Though. I know, but. It was so creepy when she sat there and looked in the camera.
Yeah, then she turns assassin.
Yeah, and then she turns assassin and starts killing everybody.
And they made a TV series out of it, but the TV series wasn't very good.
Oh gosh, that sucked.
Yeah. It was a flop.
Weren't they humans? They were once humans. They've been like infected or something like that.
Yeah, they used to be the settlers on that planet, and the company experimented on them and gave them some kind of drug, and half the people it turned them into Reavers, and half the people they just sat down and died.
What a really interesting movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody did an excellent job,
mm-hmm.
you know, writing that.
Yeah, it was a really well-written script, really good idea.
Who do you think the Reavers are?
It was
Serenity.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Who do you think the Reavers are in our society? Rich people?
No. I'd say... the people that buy into whatever they hear from the news or it's those people that are still walking around wearing masks 3 years after 2020. They have no mind of their own.
Uh-huh.
Those are the Reavers.
I can agree with that.
People like that are the most dangerous kind.
Right.
They'll do whatever you tell them to do.
Yeah, just mindless, spineless.
Yep. they're the kinds of people that are going to go out there protesting for something that they don't understand and have no idea what it's about. Yeah. Smashing windows and whatever. Because it lines up with...
And you think the people who just sit down and do nothing and die are the people who know the truth but just won't speak up?
No, they're the ones that took the drug and sat down and died. Did nothing. They just, like, lost hope in the movie, you know? They just, like, stopped caring about everything.
Mm-hmm.
They just sat. They were just like, I'm just going to sit here. And they died doing whatever they were doing. Sitting in their car.
You're saying that's the people who know the truth. Mm-hmm. Them doing that.
No.
It's just people who...
Those are just people who don't care. That's like 90% of the population. They just don't care about anything. Their drug is their Netflix show. Their American Idol. Their Survivor. Their sports team. And they're content to get spoon-fed whatever bullshit. You know.
Well, then what do you think is the do you think it's the responsibility of the people who know, who are after the truth, who are seekers?
The responsibility to do what?
To do something, to bring illumination to everyone.
Well, I guess that's what happens. That little group of people in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they spread the news to the galaxy. Right.
Oh, that's right. They sure do.
Go to Mr. Galaxy or whatever his name is.
That's right.
They're the few that know the truth. And so they expose.
They found it.
They found the truth, and so they expose the company.
Mm-hmm.
And they expose the truth of what they did and what happened. And it brings illumination to everyone. Because once people know something so horrific happened, you know.
Then they're... Change.
They either have to acknowledge it and do something, or they choose to not care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have to, so they could just choose to be like, oh, okay, anyway. Which does people do? You know, people do that.
Yeah, they do.
Bye, dude. That's a commentary on, I think most science fiction is either a veiled or clear commentary or prediction about the future or the present. It's either a commentary about the present or a prediction about the future.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, science fiction becomes reality. There's a science fiction book. I can't remember who wrote it. I think it was by the guy who wrote iRobot, Isaac Asimov. Which, by the way, I used to have that book.
Mm-hmm.
And the book iRobot is nothing like the movie they made. They're not similar at all, except the title. The book iRobot is a collection of very short stories about robots. And,
really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nothing like that movie. It's a good movie, though.
It is a good movie.
It's not based in any way on the book iRobot, except that they took the title.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But Isaac Asimov, he wrote science fiction. And I think it was him that wrote this book, and I can't remember the name of it or anything, but in the book, in the future, and this book was written, you know, he wrote a long time ago. And in the future... People are told what to do and given tasks to do by a thing they wear on their wrist. Tells them where to go, what to eat,
mm-hmm.
when to go to work, when to go home. or, you know, a lot of the early science fiction that's like that, that Orwell, George Orwell type stuff, or that dystopian type stuff like V for Vendetta, where people are living in a surveillance state.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have now. Everything you do is tracked by your cell phone everywhere you go.
Oh, yeah, they're, you know, they're listening
to everything you say.
Mm-hmm.
And recording it, tracking it.
Yeah. You sound like conspiracy theorists, but it's true.
Yeah, you know, 10 years ago it would have been conspiracy theory. Today, mm-hmm, it's the truth. That's the crazy thing about it. Mm. That's how you know you're headed in the wrong direction as a society, right? When conspiracy theories become everyday life,
mm-hmm,
and everyone knows it and no one cares. When I told Orlando about, he'd never heard of 1984.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
When I told him about it, he was like, that's my life.
Oh, gosh. I wonder how he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should read it.
Hmm. I just remember reading a quote from him, from George Orwell, and thinking, oh, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that quote was like something like, one day the truth will be hate speech.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Well, it's come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was right.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you wonder, a lot of these people, did they just see where things were going way back then? That's a really old book, you know?
Yeah. Like, and the same events are at least similar.
Mm, yeah, yeah, I mean, but
occurrences were happening, mm-hmm, that they probably just predicted,
yeah,
would happen again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because humans are creatures of habit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah, they say, you know, history repeats itself.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to this interview of a Holocaust survivor. He was saying that the things that happened before the Holocaust in Europe, things people said and did, what people are saying and doing now, it's like the exact same thing all over, mm-hmm, again. Saying that he never thought he would see that again.
Mm. That has to be terrifying.
Mm-hmm. I would think.
One day the truth will be hate speech.